Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
And also, who's in charge of your penis?
Well, I had to squirt. What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
Let's talk about just ramming it in. Because This is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
Yeah, we know, yeah. Dusty. Thanks. Don't you have your own show?
Okay,
thank you.
We apologize. Yeah.
I'll continue
it's
to not listen to
the for the
three.
Club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
America,
And we are all having dumber forever. Wait, and we are all, damn it. All right, nice to have you along. Thanksgiving Eve, we're going to party. We're going to eat stuff. We're going to drink stuff. And make bad choices.
Or good choices. Sometimes bad choices are the best choices. They at least make for more interesting stories.
There are bad choices that actually are good choices, but then there are bad choices that are just always bad choices.
That's true.
And we want to avoid the latter.
Yeah.
But the former.
The good bad choices.
Yeah.
I like to call it responsibly stupid.
There you go.
Yeah. You don't want to end up in prison or divorced. Maybe in Tijuana.
So I have this story out of... This is England.
Okay. Jolly old England.
This man's name is Carl Peters, okay? He's the owner.
Oh, Carl.
I've never seen this or heard of this.
Okay.
But we need to discuss it.
Talk to me, Carl.
Carl has banned solo drinkers from entering his business.
What the hell? Really?
Yes.
Huh. I'm going to need, already, I'm questioning the validity of this whole thing. So you can't belly up by yourself at a bar and have a frothy pint of Guinness.
You cannot. Not at Alibi.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think, is this, like, too many, like, power male drinkers coming in and harassing female clientele, or?
He says it's in order to mitigate risk. It's not safe. Quote, it's our job to maintain the license, make sure everyone is safe, mitigate risk wherever we can. It's pretty straightforward. And to me, this is a standard procedure, he said on Instagram. He revealed that he has faced fury from the controversial new policy in a video posted to Instagram in early November. He said, I won't apologize for prioritizing people's welfare, safety when they come to Alibi. That is literally the number one priority for us. He says he was confronted outside the bar late at night, but a man enraged over the new sign hanging near the door. It says no single entry after 9 p.m. Alibi does not permit single entry.
Wow.
Dress code, no sportswear, trackies, as they call them there.
Yeah.
No Stone Island, no ripped frayed jeans, no baseball caps, no roadman vibes.
Wow. Whatever that means. So he's got a lot of rules, not just one. God.
So he's trying to make a country club bar sort of thing?
What is he?
He says a majority of solo customers are usually unflattering to be around and bothering the other guests. He says, I understand that some people don't agree with the policy, but in a way I sort of don't care because this literally comes up maybe once or twice a month at the door, and it's usually someone drunk at midnight wandering around trying to find somewhere to go.
Huh. Well, I mean, it's your bar. You can do whatever you want with it. And I don't know what the bar scene is over there, but I mean, I got three or four bars that I go to on a regular basis, and I would say that, I don't know, half of the clientele are single guys coming in. I would say the vast majority of times, it's probably 50-50 because I have one guy that I drink with a lot, but the other times it's just me.
Now, this is going to depend on where your bar is located.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that, you know, I've worked at bars where, you know, buckle up when you get the local single guy.
Sure.
He's a mess.
Yes. And by the way, we've all been to a bar where we know, in fact, one of the bars that I go to that I'm a regular at, I know who that guy is. And yes, he is. If he sits down next to you, one, he stinks. He reeks of cigarettes and poor decisions. That dude is annoying. And, you know, it sucks because he won't leave you alone. He will not take a hint.
Nope.
If he bellies up next to you, you're like, jeebus. But that's one guy out of the 30 that wander in that night that's like that.
So he says, in a late night, busy bar environment, it's an absolute nightmare for us to deal with. The policy was meant to create a safer environment for the groups inside the nightclub atmosphere and protect the business from fines. It is only after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, you should be able to wander in there, I would think.
I mean, shouldn't you? I understand that there's a lot going on, but it is the bartender's job, Rob. You can speak to this to, like, you know, survey what's going on while you're making drinks. You're not just doing one thing to make sure your customers are safe. This kind of character they're trying to keep out, I feel like it would be pretty easy to spot. Like, you don't have to have a sign. You just have to have somebody hey, get this idiot out of
here. That's kind of what he said. He said, listen, this only comes up once or twice, and it's usually the drunk, stumbling local guy at midnight. Yeah. And we know him, and we don't let him in.
Yeah.
Well, then why do you need a sign?
Well, I mean, this guy, obviously, there may be circumstances, because he's saying no tracksuits, no ripped, torn. I mean, you're basically saying, I don't like the way you look. Get out of my bar. And that's, I don't know, I think that's a dangerous... That's dangerous territory. Now we're just making judgments based on what you look like about whether or not you can come into the bar. I'll tell you this.
Well, dress codes are nothing, new.
At bars?
Yeah, just at places. I mean, I think what he's trying to do is create... I'm guessing this is probably in a dumpy environment. He's trying to create a higher class clientele.
I'd say if a bar I drank at, that sign was posted, I would never go back to that bar. I'd be like, cool, man, you know, good luck to you, but I would not choose to spend money at that bar, whether I was with someone or not. We're cool. Like, that's, I don't know, that would bother me immensely. Because now you're just, again, you're passing a judgment. You're saying because once or twice a month, some dip-ass comes in that can't handle his crap, therefore, I am not good enough to come and drink at your bar. Nah, I'm good, man.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to the idiots, you know, the few bad ones ruining it for the rest of the good ones. That's just like, come on, stop it.
Yeah, it's a bar.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get in a bar.
No.
It's kind of the point, right? You go to a bar to let loose.
Some and people get a little handsy.
Sometimes, or most of the time, they should and probably do get punched for that. So, don't do it.
This one's at Suquez Roadman vibes, I think. What is a roadman, by the way? I don't know if I'm putting out roadman vibes or not. I don't know what that is.
I mean, when I think of that, I think of maybe like a truck driver type look.
Mm.
Just passing through kind of deal.
Yeah, just passing through, going to grope some ladies on my way to the next town.
It says, Roadman vibes refers to the culture and style associated with UK street culture. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Oh, is this urban, like hooliganism?
In urban areas, this sounds...
Uh-oh.
This sounds like black culture.
Uh-oh.
As I'm reading through this, like... Yeah, associated with urban street culture, particularly in urban areas like London, characterized by specific fashion, including tracksuits, puffer jackets, sports brands, often combined with street slang.
Sports brands? Come on, man.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, baggy, oversized clothing, tracks. Dude, this sounds...
Yikes.
Baseball caps backwards or sideways. Dude, this sounds like you don't want black people in your bar. F that guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, seriously, that's...
So I can't wear my hat backwards. Like, one of
no,
my
sir.
Favorite baseball players of all time in Ken Griffey Jr.
Turn it around, bitch.
No. Yeah, that's, F you,
I told
bitch.
You, dumb bitch. Yeah, that's a little... Like, I thought Rodman, like you said, I would... When I, so first off, no, I'm not putting out Rodman vibes.
No, the opposite, actually.
The opposite. Yeah, I thought Rodman guys might be kind of more, like you said, kind of a, you know, trucker, you know, biker sort of thing. But, yeah, that's a bit different. Yeah, the types of music, that yeah, it's definitely kind of, it's their hip-hop. They're saying we can kind of compare it to maybe like what we call maybe trap or gangster rap music over here.
You know, hot take, but not that hot, and something that people really don't talk about much. They are a lot more racist in Europe than they are in America. Like, we are not that bad on the spectrum. We're bad, but show me a bar owner that's doing this here.
They're out.
Schultz,
there.
Have you been anywhere south in our country?
Oh, of course. Let's
show. Have you been to Alabama?
Look, humans are humans. Okay, yes.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay,
that's so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we did go through that. I remember we went through this sort of what would be the word? The word I'm thinking of Kansas City when I was bartending there. Mm-hmm. I bartended at a bar district called Westport,
yeah,
which is kind of the old school bar district now. Back mm-hmm. then, it was the place to go.
Sure,
and they had this sort of
code or
ethics. They had a lot of people coming in, who and so they you know you started to have metal detectors. You had a lot of people coming in that were. Not from around there, from the outskirts or the bad part of town, mm-hmm. and they don't spend their money in there. They're just hanging around in there.
Sure,
they're just hanging around in groups,
causing problems.
There are shootings. Yeah. There's you know there's all this, and so they were just like, well, what do we do? Mm. So they ended up kind of barricading it off and putting up metal detectors, and that of course scares you know soccer mom, and she doesn't want to go down there. You know,
yeah.
it's this is not a new thing. The way he's going about it is certainly interesting.
Sure.
But it's just it's just been going on for a long time.
Yeah, and again, to be fair, maybe he is in an area where it is nonstop. But it doesn't sound like that. He said it only happens once or, you know, twice a you know, a month. I
think the guy just wants to he wants his
bar
club
to
be a certain way.
Yeah.
And he's going about it in the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I would.
He's trying.
That's my
yeah,
read on.
I can
all
see
this.
That he's trying to cultivate who he wants to be in. His,
yeah, and a lot of bar owners want to do that.
Sure,
and you have to be careful about that. But at the same time,
well, and you can do that too.
It's a bar.
Look, you can do that with the way you set up your bar. Certainly makes a difference on the clientele that goes there.
Absolutely.
The location of your bar, the decor of your bar, the price of your drinks, the food quality that you have. No one's gonna. No offense. No one's walking into the Slammer Tavern. And is like, well,
taking shots at the Slammer?
Not at all. It's a great dive bar. But you're going into a place and you look at the food menu and it's Salisbury Steak Hungry Man. And the walls are spray painted and the toilet may or may not have a seat on the can. Like, you know, like no one's walking into that bar and being like, I feel like we need to have collared shirts. Whereas if you go into maybe a high-end cocktail bar... Like, if you go over to the Whiskey Lounge, you're not walking in there in a Who's Farted t-shirt, right? Like, there's certain...
I might.
You know, no,
no one's... Jeff Rust apparel allowed.
No. Like, you go up into, like, Departure on a Friday night, you know, the fact that the cocktails are $26 are going to eliminate half the people that you don't want up there. So there is an element that you can do this without your weird, you know, no singles after 9. Like you often set the tone of your bar, by the setup of it. This guy, I don't know. I still think this guy kind of sounds like a douche, but I'm happy I'm not a roadman.
All right. So coming up next, Let's get to the high-end stuff, okay?
The high-end Rodman?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, happy Thanksgiving Eve to all of you sportsmen and sportswomen out there. Our little sports bunnies, as we like to call you.
Get ready for your 4-day weekend, unless you actually have to work, then I'm sorry.
All the retail people out there listening, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, they're used to it.
Yeah, you never get used to people just treating you like unadulterated crap, Rob.
I want to work in a Banana Republic.
Yeah, actually, you probably wouldn't do much, because there ain't anybody walking in. Like, my wife walked by Old Navy the other day when we were going to breakfast, and she's like, it is dead in there. Nobody's shopping.
Where's there an Old Navy?
Tualatin, where the Best Buy is off of I-5, like the Tualatin collection of stores.
Can I just say I've always hated Old Navy?
For no particular reason, just...
No, just their stuff.
Oh. It's the same stuff. Old Navy, Gap, and Banana Republic. It's all the same. Yep. They just put a different label on it.
Pretty much.
And charge you differently. I remember back in the day, I don't know if I've ever bought anything at Old Navy. I remember they didn't take my kids. Like, when your kid's like 8, you're going to Old Navy to buy some discount slacks, like some dungarees. That was like back in the day. Like, I never understood. Like, I don't want my kid to wear like the pro wings. You know, I don't want to be that kid. But at the same time, I'm not spending like $100 on a pair of jeans for like my 8-year-old kid. We're going to the Old Navy and we're picking up 2 for $20. Let's go. Chop.
Guess who had pro wings?
You had to go to the pro wings? Oh, man.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no one wanted that.
I had pro wings.
Do you have shacks, too? My God. Probably a little too old for that.
No,
but that
I was going to say, I'm older.
Yeah. That was the pro wing of my age group, was the, you go to the Big 5 Sporting Goods and you get an $18 pair of shack shoes.
I had tough skins, bro.
Yeah, I had some tough skins. My greatest shame, and I've said it, is my mom bought me pro wings. I asked for Adidas Superstars, and my mom bought me the pro wings with 4 stripes. They look like Adidas, but instead of 3, they had 4. So I took a black magic marker and I colored in one of the stripes, thinking no one would possibly see through my elaborate ruse. And then I showed up and was instantly mocked for having the pro wings with 1 stripe colored in. And I went back and begged my mom, could we please And it's like, we could afford them. It's just my mom didn't know. She was like, oh, these shoes, like, these look, I got the, well, these look like the ones that you wanted. And these were like $9. So what's wrong with these? And I was like, Ma, I'm already shopping in the Husky teen section, for God's sakes. Can I please get myself a decent pair of shoes? My mom at least listened, and then I was able to go out. But I'd get the Fred Meyer Nike or the Fred Meyer Adidas.
Yep.
At least it was something. At least it had a swoosh or three stripes on it. I never was able to get like the super nice ones.
So I've got a story out of Miami for you. Miami, Florida.
Speaking of flexing on people.
Yeah, I didn't like that place either.
Yeah, Miami.
I've only been there once.
Miami is the place where you will see a $150,000 sports car parked in front of the worst shanty you've ever seen.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a weird place. Yes. That would be the way to describe Miami.
You just don't get it. You're like, how do you live and why?
It's different. Yeah. It's just very different.
It's a city, like, there's a half. Vegas is this way. New Orleans is this way. Miami. The moment you step foot in the city, you instantly know where you're at. There's nowhere you're like, oh, it's not like if I just dropped you in Miami and you had no idea, you would look around and be like, I wonder where I'm at. You just take the blindfold off and you're like, oh, I'm in Miami.
Tell you what, this may be a hot take though.
Yeah.
Because again, I've only been there once and I was a drooling college kid.
Yeah.
But might be the best spot for uptops in the United States.
Certainly.
Really?
Well, and not just at the other side too, because of the Latina flavor.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you. And they wear nothing.
No, they show them off and they're fakes.
So not
huge.
LA, but Florida.
Not LA. Yeah, I got to tell you, I think it would be an interesting case study.
Sure.
For someone to look into this. Now, LA's bigger. You've got more uptops in LA.
Sure.
But I would even throw Vegas in there. Vegas is smaller, but dude, you know, I mean, that's like fake uptop heaven.
I was going to say, yeah, that's...
I'm telling you, Miami holds its own, bro.
If you walked... If you just go down in their entertainment district on any night in Miami...
Well, South Beach.
Yeah, South Beach. Just your neck... don't go with your lady because you'll get hit. But, like, you can't help yourself. And then...
Well, you got to wear the shades.
You got to wear the shades.
What if my lady also wants to look at
Well, then that's great.
Girls?
All right. Well, she can do all that all day, but we have to look like Pitbull.
Yeah. The... I'll tell you what, I don't know the power ranking between LA and Miami, but I would tell you that Miami shows it off more so than any place that I've been.
I think Vegas. I think Miami and Vegas. Yeah, Vegas, they go out. They want. Like, people are out. It depends on where you go, of course. Yeah. But
like you said, in Vegas, a lot more fake. In Miami, I would assume that there's a lot more all natural.
No. I think all type. Okay. There's a lot of plastic in Miami. Yep. At any rate, there's a place called Pappy Steak.
Okay.
And it's popping bottles again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a popular South Beach club strant, as they call it.
Ooh, club strant.
Yeah, I've been to a club strant once, and it was in Vegas, and it was fantastic, I have to say.
Is that like the Slammer here in Portland?
No.
Hungry Man Meals, baby.
The make-your-own tacos at the Slammer, as someone correctly points out.
So this club strant, Pappy Steak, is owned by buddies David Grutman and David Einhorn. It shuttered temporarily in September, but it has just reopened its doors after an extensive glow-up. Still on the menu, you will be happy to know, is the famed $1,000 Australian Wagyu 55-ounce tomahawk served in a lit-up briefcase by sparkler-waving white-gloved servers.
Mm, so this is bottle service at the club. You're going to pay $1,000 for a bottle of Grey Goose with a stripper bringing it out to you.
It comes in a briefcase.
Why does it come in a briefcase exactly?
Because you have to try to...
Yeah,
you know what?
You're charging them $1,000.
I was just wondering what the significance of the briefcase was. Why not just
trying to make it a thing, make it like a big showcase. Like, look at me.
They
have white gloves.
I've seen this on social media.
55 ounces.
And by the way, that Wagyu steak, like some of that, we went to Boss Torres down in Bend, and they had that Wagyu, and it was. I want to say it was like $36 an ounce. And so you get like, you know, you order it by the ounce. So you order like 5 ounces and it's like five little bite-sized pieces. And you just like, oh my God.
Five
it's
little
like a,
pizzas.
Five little pieces. And it's right. like 100 and
yeah.
something.
Well,
it's ridiculous. But I will tell you, it's the best steak you'll ever have.
Well, not all Wagyu is the same.
No.
No. There's a lot of variations of Wagyu, and there's also, like I've learned this from the guys at Laurelhurst Market, that there, like, you, sometimes you will, like at Laurelhurst Market, you will get Wagyu steak.
Yeah.
But it will be of a grade that if you call it Wagyu, people will complain about it.
Yeah.
Right? Because they... So there's various grades of Wagyu steak, and so you're better off, with some cuts of Wagyu, you're better off just not calling it Wagyu, because people will be like, that's Wagyu.
Yeah.
But then if you have really, really high-end, high-grade Wagyu, it's really amazing.
Yes.
But if there's just, I don't think enough people know that there's just varying sort of grades of Wagyu steak.
I am watching the video of the Papsier steak, and look... $1,000 is ridiculous, but I will tell you, they put on quite a, like, I would say there's probably 15 to 20 people that bring it to your table. They sear it with a big branding iron right there. The briefcase is a little misleading. It's a big gold, like, kind of suitcase looking thing. You know, look, if you've
you're
got,
in, huh?
Well, no, but
this gets you to South Beach.
If you're dumb and you don't have it, I mean, and you're just blowing money and you don't care, I can see where some dip ass thinks that this is flexing on people. That, you know, it's better than Salt Bae's $1,000 golden tomahawk.
He says, I want to provide an experience to our guests that's loosely modeled off of a European summertime nightlife. I love everything lavish, over the top, and hedonistic. I want to see and bring more of this vibe into the U.S., so my job here is to curate the guest experience to the full extent.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I don't. That stuff to me is
55 ounces.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you got to share that, right?
That's yeah, but how much of that is the bone in?
Is the fat?
Like,
yeah.
I'm looking at this thing. I mean, it's a big steak, but it's not. You'd eat that.
Well, and it's
not like.
Yeah, you could. It's big.
It's big, but it's not. So much of that is just the presentation and the big bone and the fat ring.
And it says it's Australian Wagyu. Like, Rob, to your point about there being different grades of Wagyu, I think the top one is, like, A5 Japanese Wagyu, right? Like, that's the one that's supposed to be, like, kind of soup what you were talking about. You get little pieces. And you, because it's so buttery, you can only eat, like, 5 or 6 bites of it before
The one at Boss Tourism Bend is the A5.
Okay.
And it is, like, it literally comes in these little tiny pieces already pre-cut for you. And, yeah, it just melts in your mouth. But,
this Australian
like, no one
crap.
Orders more than a few ounces of it because it's, you know. I mean, I guess if you're rolling large like that, you could order a 12-ounce thing.
So you have
it.
Grades 1 through 5. You have MBS 1 through 12. It's a whole thing.
Jeez.
That's too much.
I see. I'm convinced that none of this stuff... But I feel this way about, like, the missus is she's a foodie. I got a buddy that's a big foodie. And we were just having this conversation the other day. He was up, this, my guy from Ben, he was the guy that took me to Boss Torres and got me the Wagyu. He goes to when they travel, and they travel a bunch, they always try to go to a Michelin star restaurant. And we were discussing, and he goes, would you want to go? And I said, no. And I said, because every time I've been to one of those places, it is a nice experience. I'm not denying it. It's good food. It's well serviced or whatever. But you go to those places, it is $500 to $700 a person getting out of there. And for me, it is not worth $600 to go and have that experience. It's lost on me. But you're not paying you're not paying for that steak. You're paying for, you know, the pomp and circumstance. I'd rather go to Laurelhurst and get their tomahawk for what, $150, and be like, oh, this is, I, you know, you ever had that where you go into a bar and they bring you a smoked cocktail and it comes like in a lantern? There's a place in downtown Vancouver that we went to the opening, knew someone that was working there, came to the opening, and I ordered an old fashioned and it came like in a lantern.
Oh, yeah.
And the person, like,
it's a whole thing now.
Yeah, brought it out, and they opened it up, and it was, like, smoking or whatever, and then I saw that it was, like, a $38 old-fashioned, and I was like, can I? And so the next one, I was like, it's a nice old-fashioned. I was like, can I order it without the lantern and the smoke and just get the old-fashioned? Like, what does that knock off? Like, is that, can I get it at $20 without you bringing two people to carry this thing like it's the Ark of the Covenant? I just want the cocktail. I don't need two hots to bring it to me. Like, I think that stuff is ridiculous, but there are people that love the presentation of it. If that's what you want to spend your money, more power to you. But there's no steak that's worth $1,000 coming into a gold case and, you know.
But white gloves.
Yeah. Oh, well, and as I watched this, it seemed cheesy. It seemed like a TGI Fridays thing. Like they have sparklers and.
Well, that's Miami, though.
Yeah, it's a weird flex. It's like Cristal champagne. You don't really want to spend that much money. Been talking to us all day, so everyone at the table makes you get it. Yeah.
What?
Well, like when you know you.
I don't order that.
No, but if you're out at one of those clubs, there's like an expectation that if you're going to be a baller and you're trying to roll large, people will kind of force that upon you.
Do you have Carbell?
My God.
Sort of box champagne are you offering?
Yeah. What if they got a box? What $8 selections?
Jeez.
I always do kind of hate that. Like, every once in a while, I usually get wine in bulk from a wine guy, but every once in a while, you have to go into a store to pick up a couple bottles or whatever.
Yeah.
And I always get six because you get the 10% off or whatever. And,
yeah.
And then I'm looking around, and I'm like, I know that one, and I don't know all of those, and... Then I'm like, I go to the guy, I'm like, hey, you know, here's what we like, or here's what I'm looking for this event. Can you just point me in the right direction? I always hate it when they go, price point.
No.
Like, well, look, I hate these people, so probably, I mean, like $20 or less.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. But then I'm like, well, I don't want to tip on, like, I don't know, that's always a weird question. But you have to ask that question, yeah. I get it, yeah. But.
Well, wait, like. The price point thing is always weird. When we were in Portugal, and we were in, there was this really cool bar, and they were like, hey, you have to go here. And it was a kick-ass bar. Walked in, it was cool, midday, and I was like, dude, post up, we're going to be drinking here. And the little guy comes around and, you know, kind of gives you the wine menu or whatever. And so, you know, I picked something out, and it was, I don't know, I think it was like maybe $20 for a glass. And so it wasn't the cheapest, it wasn't the most expensive, and I was like, oh, this one. You know, this would be what I have, my glass of wine. So I order it, and they go, and the sommelier comes back over, and he starts talking crap about the glass of wine that I ordered. And he's like, you don't want that one. He's like, it's blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I was like, all right, well, like what,
uh-oh.
You know, what should
here
I have?
Go.
And he points at the one, and look, if you're going to talk crap on my wine, and by the way, I don't know, I picked it. Looked through the menu, they had one that was like $9, they had one that was like 14, and this one was 20. So it was the third up, and I was like, we're going to get this. It was a nice warm day. I was getting a thing of rosé. I was like, we're going to do rosé all day. Here we go. So I picked the $20 one, and my man's talking crap on it. And so I'm just going along with it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And he goes, this is the one you want right here. And I was like, this is the one. And he's like, yeah. And then like he leaves, and I glanced at it. That son of a bitch. I was like... So I thought when he was talking crap on it, so I, you know, I figured there was a natural progression. So I thought he was going to hit me with like the 26, 27. That mother effer hit me with a $50 glass.
Ooh.
And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, yeah, we're gonna flag it down here. Nope, nope, nope. We're going to go back to the 20.
That's uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable. It was like.
That's on him, though.
That's like, on
that's
him.
That's weak.
That's poor effort. Actually, it's good effort on his part, but it's kind of a scumbag move, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, from 20 to 30, maybe.
Exactly.
But not 50.
Yeah. All because he was saying that the one that I ordered, it was very dry and...
Well, yeah. What if you like dry wine?
Exactly. I was like, what are we
doing? Screw you, Psalm.
I did. I flagged the lady back down. I was like, excuse me, I'm going to need to go back to the other order. And then that guy came around a couple times, and he was like, how do you like? He was like, kind of give me the stink eye. I was like, you know what? This is delightful. Thank you. I ordered another one just out of spite.
Yeah, I'll take another. Actually, you know what? Give me a bottle. I'll have a bottle.
I should have done. He's like, you know what? This seems a little fancy for me. I want the $9 glass, and I'm going to keep ordering $9 glasses. $50 for a glass. Get out of here.
I have paid $50 for a glass before. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't want the bottle. Like, my wife wouldn't have, like, I would just, it's too expensive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's this place we go to in Vegas that has a glass of wine that's, I think it's 45 or so.
Sure.
It might be closer to 50.
Yeah, it is.
But it's on there. Yeah. You just never find that good a wine by the glass.
Yeah.
They always just make you buy the bottle.
You buy the bottle.
So they sell it by the glass, knowing full well
you will pay.
That you'll pay it because you just want the one glass. Yeah. It's like, it's actually kind of smart. I'm like, dude, I get it every time. Yeah. I don't care. because I don't want more than one, but I really want to taste that wine. It's so good.
Yeah.
Give me that.
They know what they got.
I'll give you 80. I don't.
They know what they have. I actually got bamboozled into paying $50 for just a shot. My wife and I both did.
Vegas.
Should have been, but it was actually a local restaurant establishment. They're a chain, but they have like an after-dinner drink cart. So like they'll, you know, nice.
Oh, yeah. Roll nice, it around there.
Oh, yeah. Nice selection of stuff on the lower part of the cart, which was what the lady was starting to pull. It was cognac that we both had the choices from. Settled on a really nice bottle. She just kept showing us stuff like, we don't know how much this is. And what we settled on ended up, as I opened my check afterwards, $50 each.
Damn. Hmm.
I mean, we had a gift card for dinner, but luckily I just won a poker game, so we were able to clear that off. But forever cursing in my head that stupid waitress that knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, did not tell us the price of anything.
She knows guys aren't going to ask.
The dumbest thing that I've ever seen, if we're going to go down this, and it's not me, it's on my drinking buddy. It was a couple St. Patty's days. Me and my buddy always go down and we do the Kells Smoker event, the boxing match down there. And then afterward, and it's a great time. And we just, you know, we just accept the fact that it's going to be one of those nights. And so we were drinking at our table with all the Tullamore Dew guys, and then we ended up at Kells, and we were actually drinking with the owners of Kells. Great people, by the way. So we were drinking with the owner, Gareth, and his wife, and it was getting late in the evening, and we had been drinking since like 6 o'clock. And long story short, my moron friend decides that he is going to order something. He orders a shot. And it comes to the table, and to their credit, the owner's wife was like, no, you're not doing it. I can't let you do this. And he insisted upon it. And I was like, what is going on? She was desperately trying to talk him out of ordering this shot. And I finally was like, what did you do? I don't even remember what it was. But when that thing came, and I was like, how much is it? And she didn't want to tell me, and he didn't want to tell me. And eventually we got around to it. Dude, he ordered a shot, one shot, that was like 800 and something bucks.
Was it Louis? I don't even think Louis is that expensive.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's...
But it was like an $800 shot, and I was like, what in God? When the owner is like, you're not doing this.
Even like Pappy Van Winkle isn't that expensive per
shot. Dude, it was freaking nuts. And I was like, what? I said, just so you know, we're not splitting this check. Because normally we just go 50-50. We don't keep, you know, it's like, hey, whatever bar tab we have, we just, here's two cards. And I was like, yeah, this is on you. This isn't one. We're not splitting that. And I didn't even know, I didn't even know Kells had, like, a shot.
They got some high-end stuff up there. But that's on the guy. Whoever buys something like that, you can't expect other people to help you pay for it. You're ordering that because you want that.
I think he just ordered it because he was drunk and saw something on the menu and was like, oh, let's go try this.
So he didn't know the cost, you say?
He knew it. He just decided, like, we were doing this.
Not we.
You.
Not we. You. And if you don't want to give me a taste of it, that's fine.
That's on you. Because my card's not going down for that one, no.
Hey, let's play credit card roulette.
I do think the owner's wife gave us, like, she gave us free t-shirts or something after that. She's like, you know what? Here, guys.
Here's a frisbee.
Just know if you ever see me wearing my Kells t-shirt in here, it's because that. Because my moron friend ordered an $800 shot after a night of drinking.
All right, we got to go. Here's Schultzy with SportsCenter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's a text. I own a winery and I can tell you definitively that that sommelier in Portugal was an a-hole. It's true, man. I mean,
well, normally you could probably shame me into doing that, but you're not over doubling my price and then having me sit there and be like, worried about the other one being too dry.
That's just a weak move.
Yeah.
But, like, if you said, you see, what you should do is you should go come up and say, listen, I can read you like a book. You don't know S.
Nope.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to give you, I think you should try this one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if that one is less expensive and better, now you trust the guy.
There you go.
And then you get a little drunk.
Yep.
Now and it's like, hey, could you get us a nice bottle or, like, could you get us?
Yep.
And then you've sold twice what the upcharge of the stupid glass that he wanted to sell you was.
Thank you. Yeah, you're...
Come on, man.
Do you want me for one glass, or you want me to stay there for an hour
exactly.
And then order food?
And you'll never go back.
Exactly.
And you're on the radio in America talking about it. Surprised the guy hasn't been shut down.
It was a cool bar. I just didn't appreciate that. It's like, when you feel like someone is trying to put one over on you, that's the only time at a restaurant or a bar that bothers me. Where I feel like you're just openly being, you know, you're being price gouged. Don't do that. If I wanted the $50 glass, I would have ordered the $50 glass. Like, that's clearly not the price point that I'm going in for. And I haven't heard of a single one of those wines. Clearly, I'm not from Portugal. And one of the reasons I ordered the $20 one is the winery that it was from was in Porto, is where we were just coming. It was a local wine. So I was like, oh, all right, well, let's go with this. It's local.
He probably hates the winemaker. He probably knows him. He's like, yeah, that guy sucks.
He's like, F that guy. How about you? Like, because when I travel, don't you try to, like, you know, I don't know, I want to drink something that's local.
Yeah, taste the local flavor.
No, dude, I drink Budweiser.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about something that I'll judge? If you're in a foreign country and you're trying to find
Hey, you got any bud?
Where's the nearest McDonald's?
You know, you're getting some Jack Daniels. Like, come on, man. I'm like, live a little. Get out.
All right, we got to wrap this bitch up. We'll do that next here on The Fan. Your boys from the Gonzaga getting smoked.
Uh-oh.
Big Zucchini.
What's happening with the Zog? Oh, God, 22-8.
24-8.
Oh.
Yeah, not good.
That's early.
Not good. Those guys from Michigan can ball.
Yeah, Gonzaga is, I've seen them play three times this year. My buddy is a big fan, so we end up watching the games, and they have looked dynamite this year.
Not tonight, at least yet, not yet. Yeah. That Michigan team, this is an elite matchup right here. This could be a Final Four preview, huh?
Yeah.
So, how about my Jayhawks, huh?
Rock chat was about time they looked good.
They beat
Tennessee.
Every time
you turn on Kansas, it's a little land.
Tourney champions, calling it now, Rob.
Well, no, wait.
The tournament championship right now is Michigan and Gonzaga, so it's impossible for Kansas to win the tournament. They were in the third place game, but they did beat Tennessee, and Kansas was out their best player.
Well,
so
I meant the Big Dance.
It's a cute little
team. Oh, that.
Yeah. You know, Kansas is a cute little team, but you know.
Good little program.
The real champions of the Big 12, we know where that's going.
Big 12. Oh, BYU.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to play BYU.
We're a basketball school now.
All right, everybody, you guys make good decisions tonight, okay?
Yeah. Or all make right. poor decisions, but make sure that, you know, you're not going anywhere after that poor decision.
Enjoy the four-day weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe, and we will see you Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.